Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox and welcome to the first show of 2019. And we start the year off with the best of British light music. Let's start the show off with a combination of organ and organist that's second to none, and I'm of course referring to Joseph Seal and his wonderful relationship with the regal Kingston-upon-Thames Wurlitzer, a relationship that lasted even when the Wurlitzer moved to its second home, the Musical Museum at Brentford, which is where we hear Joe now, with a wonderful march written by John Belton called Down the Mall. Stirring stuff there from Joseph Seal Down the Mall at the Musical Museum in Brentford in around 1977. Joseph Seal, I suppose, was one of the great and the good alongside people like Stanley Wiley, Gerald Shaw, Brian Rodwell, Jackie Brown, and all of those organists have influenced the next generation. But one person who's particularly heavily influenced by Joseph Seal is David Shepherd, who we're going to hear next. As many of you know, David is custodian to a fabulous Compton organ at home, and although it's not all Compton, it still has a Compton console, and at the moment it's got four manuals. However, when this recording of David was made, the Compton had three manuals and 21 ranks of pipes. And here's David showing off some of the beautiful tone colours of his home organ, including the mellotone, with a beautiful composition written by Stanley King called Serenade for My Lady.
Thank you.
haunting sounds there from David Shepherd at Dolby House, his house in Hull Beach, on his fantastic 21 rank home installation Compton organ. Well, we've had one Wurlitzer now and one Compton. So let's go over to the States and to John Dickinson High School in Wilmington, Delaware, and hear three manuals and 66 ranks of wonderful Kimball. The Kimball is certainly loved by the great and the good at the moment, and people who play it always have a positive thing to say about it, and it's certainly one organ that I would love to go across and hear. But for now, I can enjoy the sounds of it at home on many CDs recorded, and one of my favourites is called Cavalcade, made by Simon Gledhill in around 1996. Here's Simon demonstrating the novelty sounds of the Kimball with one of my favourite all-time British compositions, written by Clive Richardson, called Melody on the Move. Simon Gledhill there, certainly getting the melody moving at the John Dickinson High School Kimball in Wilmington, Delaware. Fabulous recording, and I think that's absolutely wonderful stuff. Well, having 66 ranks of Kimball is all very well and good, but our next artist is somebody who can get hundreds of different varying sounds from, say, just 10 ranks of Christie, and that's what we're going to hear next. There's no surprise, really, that the artist in question is Len Rawl, who I admire his talents of getting all sorts of different sounds that nobody else will have ever dreamt of getting from varying organs up and down the country. And the United Reformed Church in Ipswich is home to a free manual 10-rank Christie. And Len does just that, as you will now hear with this beautiful, sedate piece of music written by Ronald Binge, simply called The Watermill. Thank you. the beautiful strings, foxes, diapasons of the Ipswich Christie there in the hands of Len Rawl at the Watermill. Wonderful stuff there. Well, I think that we're on a roll on this week's show because every track so far has featured a different brand of instrument. And we don't just stop now because the next track features the four manual 22 rank Konica organ that was in the Ritz and Odeon Nottingham. The organ was reputed to be the finest that Konica ever made, and it's such a shame that it was split up when it was, because I think that if it had been kept in its entirety, we could have really made it sound something special today. But, like many things, we have plenty of broadcasts and recordings to fall back on, including many made by its resident organist Jack Hellier, who was there for a good number of years. Here he is with a composition written by Anthony Collins, which I think is absolutely quintessentially British, the way that the lilting melody carries you through the Vanity Fair. Jack Hellier there and the Vanity Fair at the Ritz stroke Odeon Nottingham Konica way back on the 29th of September in 1961, taken from one of those Midland console broadcasts. Over the years, many songs have been written about trains or train journeys, I suppose the most famous one being Glenn Miller's Chattanooga Choo Choo. But out of all of them, the one I still prefer the most is the Coronation Scot, written by Vivian Ellis. And there's still something magical listening on headphones on a high-speed train belting through the English countryside. The way that the music moves, it still has the same impact now as it did all of those years ago. Well, it takes a real railway expert to play a song like this, and luckily we have David Lowe. Seated at the Neue Pendra in Tauinn at its beautiful three-manual 8-rank Wurlitzer, it's now 9 ranks, but it was 8 ranks when this was recorded, here's David with the Coronation Scot. Thank you. David Lowe taking us on the coronation, Scott, there at the Towin Wurlitzer in 1998. Wonderful stuff. Well, our next track was written by Geoffrey Toy in 1934, and he entitled it The Haunted Ballroom. Now, when one thinks of theatre organs and ballrooms, you might think of the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool, or perhaps even the Empress Ballroom in Blackpool, but that's not where we're going to now. We're in fact going to go to the ballroom that's part of the Stockport Town Hall, which is home to a beautiful 4-manual 20-rank Wurlitzer originally installed in the Odeon / Paramount in Manchester. Well, seated at the console of the Haunted Ballroom organ is a gentleman who's been involved with the organ since it was installed in the theatre and was involved with the Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust in the very early days. I'm, of course, referring to Nigel Ogden, who has stuck by the instrument and made countless records on it over the years. So sit back and enjoy this beautifully orchestral piece, which demonstrates the very soft and lush tones of the Wurlitzer rolling around in the massive ballroom acoustic. Thank you. the eerie sounds there of the haunted ballroom with Nigel Ogden at the Stockport Town Hall Wurlitzer. Absolutely wonderful stuff. Well, we're approaching the end of this week's edition, but one composer that I couldn't possibly leave out for a Best of British Light Music show is Eric Coates. Coates was known for writing a whole host of music, from very descriptive items right the way through to marches, which he was probably more commonly known for. And we're going to hear one of those marches now, played by Richard Hills on the variety console of the dual-purpose dual console Compton in the Guildhall, Southampton. Here's Richard with Eric's composition from the London Suite, Knightsbridge. The fiery sounds there of the Southampton Guildhall Compton with Richard Hills at the console and Knightsbridge. Well, that's all we got time for on this week's show. I really hope that you've enjoyed our journey into some of the best of British light music and some of my own personal favourites in there too. And Nigel Ogden will be back for his first edition of the show in 2019. So from me, Damon Cox, all the best, all the time. Take care.